Hi, I'm Gary Goldman. We are back. We're at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. This is the five-star food show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We're being joined, co-hosted by Frank McLaughlin, who is one of the directors of the food and restaurant area at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. Frank, so much. It's so good to have you here today.
I appreciate it. And again, thank you for coming into our lovely offices here in Canton.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic day. We're having a wonderful time. And Frank, we're so lucky to have as our guest today, Beth Grazio, who is with the law firm of Roberto, Israel, and Weiner. And she's a business attorney, and she's going to tell us about a lot of the stuff that she does. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Frank, for hosting.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
So what kinds of things do you get involved with as far as the law is concerned? You work with a lot of restaurants and people in the food industry. What kind of issues and things do you deal with, Beth?
The restaurant industry actually has quite a lot of legal issues, as most of you would probably guess. So we work with the restaurants basically from their inception all the way to when they're wildly successful and are selling, or they're going to buy another location or another brand, and pretty much everything in between. So we help people who are just starting out and saying, okay, I want to start my restaurant. How do I structure this? How do I get going? How do I get my lease done? And how do I set my employees up? And then once they're up and running, we also do, I don't personally do it, but we do a lot of trademark work within the firm to make sure we protect their brand. And so that sort of gets them up and running. And then once they have questions in between, we can certainly help them with that. And then it's usually, hey, we're going to expand. So now we want to need to raise some money. So let's get some friends and family, some venture capital, we've had some that have private equity financing behind them. So we do all of that type of work. And like I said,
so you help them with that whole process as far as that's concerned.
Absolutely.
And what about as far as with like a new venture? What kinds of other issues do they get involved with? Let's say it's a new venture, but they bought from somebody else. Mm-hmm. How does that get inordinately complicated, or how does that whole process work?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated in the sense that you usually have that purchase and sale agreement. So you've got to negotiate that. If you're buying, it's a little bit different. If you're selling, you got to worry about your reps and warranties. But if you're, if you're buying a company, if you're buying, whether it's a location or a brand, you don't usually buy as many brands with respect to the restaurants. It's usually a location. So then it's the build-out issue. Do you like the space? Are you doing a lot of work to the space? Or are you just kind of taking it over and making some cosmetic changes?
Mm-hmm. And how do you use Gray, Gray & Gray in your business as far as that's concerned? Is there a connection between you two, and how do you use their accounting expertise to go along with the legal advice that you're giving?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with Gray, Gray & Gray. We have a few clients in common now, actually. But they've been great because one of the things that's really important is to set them up properly from the beginning. So we make sure that it's the most tax advantageous way for them to be set up, especially if they're going to have more than one location. We want to make sure that everything works seamlessly. We like to keep things so that the liability is limited. So we like to keep each location in a different entity, perhaps. So they always help us make sure that works out and saves them the taxes and whatever else they need on that side of it.
Now, Beth, one of the complicated things is the whole regulatory issue as far as setting up with whether it's the health department or the building department or whatever. How do you help with that process from a legal standpoint?
We do have an attorney on staff that does a lot of our permitting. I don't personally do a lot of permitting and licensing. I do help on the liquor license side sometimes, but it's really important to get the right person. A lot of times you've got these restaurant owners that live in the city or live in the town that they're going to be opening in, and they know the people, so they're the right people to go in and just do it themselves. They move it along faster than an attorney getting involved. So we get involved when either it's like the liquor license side of it or kind of raises up and there's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So Beth, when you are, somebody sitting in front of you or a lot of restaurateurs that you're dealing with are sitting in front of you, what are the issues that you're seeing right now? What are some of the problems or problem areas that, and especially where are you able to jump in and help them out with?
So a restaurant that's already established, they tend to have the issues, I think, with their leases, with their employees, especially if they're trying to figure out, maybe they're having some issues with an employee that they want to fire. They have somebody who comes to them and said, hey, you haven't been paying us properly. Maybe you didn't pay out the tip pool properly. And most of the time they are. It's just some of the employees is just complaining about it. So they sort of need someone to help them make sure that they're doing it right and kind of, you know, how do I talk to the employee about this? And so I think the employees and the lease are usually the biggest issue. Sometimes it's a liquor license infraction, whether it's, you know, justified or not kind of thing.
So what kind of provisions do you build into the lease as an attorney? What kinds of things are you looking for?
How long do you have on that one? I mean, your leases can be anywhere from like 20 pages to 80 pages.
Wow.
So it really depends on what you're typically, we represent the tenant, obviously. So typically your landlord's going to hand you a lease, right? So it sort of depends on how big is it and where are we going to fight? And obviously we want to be really careful about rent, percentage rent, making sure that that works overall. Tenant improvements are really important. I mean, you're going to have to pay that money at some point. So the question is, you know, how is that getting paid and how the build out side of it as well? You know, what needs to get done? What approvals do you need? So it there's a lot of pieces to the lease that are important.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the landlord is one of the most important partners for a restaurateur, correct?
Right.
Talk to me about how important that is.
I think you actually said it exactly right. That it's, you need to think of them as your partner in this deal rather than just your landlord.
Yeah, it can't be an adversary relationship. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not going
to
work.
Exactly. You have to have that feeling. And, you know, I was just working with one of my clients who's been really dying to expand to a second location and just walked away from three different deals because he just didn't have the right feeling with the landlord, with the space. And I think that's sort of the really important part to know you're going to be there for five. I mean, usually our leases are about 20 years total with options. You could be there for a long time. You need to be able to work with your landlord.
Speaking of that, what type of expectation should somebody have as far as leasehold improvements and as far as a lease is concerned, a restaurant? What are they supposed to do and what do they typically do?
That one really varies from space to space. It mm-hmm. depends on, do I have to do a wholesale build out? Is it a brand new space? Or is it just that we're doing some cosmetic changes to it? So it really depends on, and also some of your tenants don't necessarily want, they want the break up front, but they don't necessarily want all the back end of it. So it's really specific, I think. It depends on the space and whether you're in the city, whether you're in the suburbs. So it can vary a lot.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you'd gotten involved with the Mass Restaurant Association and doing a lot of things. What kinds of things have you been doing lately with that, and what kind of things are you getting into as far as your own law practice in the last few months?
So the MRA actually just had an event last night, so we go to a lot of the networking events and just sort of see our clients and meet some new people. I did a seminar recently here with Frank around the restaurant industry in 160 days that the MRA sponsored. So I try to do a lot of educational, like once a mm-hmm. year I like to speak in front of people and kind of, you know, talk about whatever's hot. And I also like to go to a lot of the events and just to get out and meet people and just to learn what pains people. That's always what I'm interested in. You know, what are you worried about at night and how can
Sounds
I help
painful.
You with it? It does, but you know, keeping them up at night, I want to be able to help them.
So are there any trends there in terms of what's hot and what is being a little painful right mm-hmm. now?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty. Well, the biggest issue, I think, I shouldn't say that because a lot of the restaurateurs have spoken, but one issue here all the time is talent, right? That's not something that we can necessarily
right.
help them
with. We heard
that
over and over. Finding
right.
good help is very difficult.
Right. So that's, I think, the most painful part. And so we try to help them when it comes to, you know, let's set up the right benefit programs. Not that we do that, but we can help introduce them to the right people. We can help make sure that they're running smoothly. But I think from a legal side, what pains them are things like, you know, am I in the right lease? Do I feel confident that I have a good lease? You know, once I've hired the employees, I think, employees are such the pain point.
Right.
And then, important.
Right. And then to shift gears really quickly, you know, you just talked about buy, sale, buying and selling. Just some really quick tidbits of what someone should be looking for when they're buying or selling a restaurant.
Well, you have very different interests if you're buying or selling, right? So if you're selling, I think one of the keys is to make sure your reps and warranties expire at some point. I just ran into that with another client who it never expired. So you could have somebody come after you like 10 years from now. So you want to make sure of what am I on the hook for and when do I get paid, which obviously seems very obvious. but sometimes people are willing to accept promissory notes, for example, and you got to always think about, if I'm not getting paid on closing, what are my chances that I'm going to get that money? And if you're buying, obviously that's what you want. You want to pay with a promissory note. You want to push it out further. You want those reps to be really tight. You want indemnification to be really tight. So you're, as you're selling, you're sort of on the opposite side of that.
So you have a different perspective, kind of like with a house, different
exactly.
perspectives, buying and selling.
Right. Right.
Well, it's been great having you, Beth Grazio. We really enjoyed it. You did a fabulous job today. And we're being joined by Frank McLaughlin from the accounting firm of Gray, Gray, and Gray. Now, if somebody wants to contact you, Beth, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. That'd be great. So you can contact me by my email, which is BAG. @riw.com. It's a super easy email. Or you can always give us a call. The main number is 617-742-4200, and they can always find me.
That was Beth Grazio. She's with the law firm of Roberto, Israel, and Weiner. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. It's part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network, and we're at Gray, Gray, and Gray, the great accounting firm down in Canton, Massachusetts, who's hosted us today and been so welcoming. Thank you all, and now a word from our sponsors.